Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Last week's deadly attack in India's capital shows the fragile environment that Christians there live in. Then, the joyful conclusion to the Koer missionary pilot family's recent saga. We'll share that story in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in India, where police continue the hunt for the culprits behind the suicide bombing in New Delhi last Monday. India's prime minister has called the attack that killed at least 13 a terror incident done by anti-national forces. John Padidi from Bibles for the World says,
most of the violence, terrorism, you know, communal violence between religions really is between the Hindus and Muslims in India.
So far, the investigation has revealed that the exploding car was owned by a Muslim doctor.
This is a really interesting development, seeing, you know, here the educated among the Muslims who are, you know, serving in India, becoming radicalized and getting involved. And this is a huge cause of concern, certainly for the country of India.
The clash drags Christians into the fray.
You know, one of my first thoughts when I heard it is like, oh boy, where are the Christians going to get attacked in, you know, revenge for this? Even though we had nothing to do with it there in India, it seems like we are the easy target for revenge from either side.
That's because they know that Christians won't strike back. On average, two incidents of persecution against Christians happen every day in India. And now that you know, keep watching and praying for believers who may be caught in the backlash. Next, a new metro station in Tehran caught many by surprise. Called Mariama Mukaddes, or Holy Mary, the station displays reliefs of her and Jesus Christ. This is striking given Islam's dominance and limits on religious imagery. Lana Silk from Transform Iran says,
it's just political manipulation and it's far from reality.
The announcement comes during a wave of mass arrests of Christians. Many face extremely high bail and ongoing persecution.
Meanwhile, they round up and question and arrest and imprison and torture Christians.
This move aims to improve Iran's public image, yet Christians see a clear double standard. Some Muslims see it as a sign of tolerance, noting that Mary is also mentioned in the Quran.
It's all just a way around the topic of, are we going to acknowledge that Jesus is God? Are we going to acknowledge his claims? And that, of course, is a flat out no.
Even so, the display can open doors for the gospel.
This is a great conversation starter in the homes of families where not everyone is yet a believer.
These conversations can lead to simple but important questions. Who was Mary? Who was Jesus? Pray that the Holy Mary station prompts many Iranians to seek information and find the truth. And after a long season of uncertainty, Ryan and Annabelle Koer are back where their hearts have always been, Mozambique. Ryan, a pilot with Mission Aviation Fellowship, was detained in Mozambique in November of 2022 while preparing to fly supplies for local orphanages. He was released months later, and in 2024, his case was officially dismissed. Ryan explains,
in October of last year, we got news that the case was closed, and that was really exciting for us. And from that point, we started to look into coming back to Mozambique and getting everything in order, all the visas. And it was several months after the case was closed, we were finally able to return here.
Back on the mission field, Ryan has stepped into a larger leadership role this time, serving not only as a pilot and mechanic, but also as the director of operations. So despite Ryan's experience, the gospel work hasn't stopped.
So we have made some changes policy-wise, nothing very major. I don't think we've changed like who we fly or where we fly at all because of this.
And as they continue to follow God's lead, Annabelle asks us,
people can be praying for Christians in Mozambique for protection, for them to stay steadfast in their faith. Also for the terrorists, that they would come to know Christ and they would repent of their ways.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7 invites you to Dare to Believe. It's the inspiring memoir of founder Dr. Terence Ascott. Discover powerful stories of faith under persecution and the remarkable birth of a media ministry now reaching millions across the Middle East. Look for the banner ad to get your free sample chapter at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.